Seth back here with you on the Hiawatha Locker Room Chats here on KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network, as the Hiawatha Locker Room Chats here on Kansasland Radio are brought to you each week by Citizen State Bank, also by Carl's Body Shop, and by Hiawatha Implement. Joined now by the boys head coach, Brady Jasper, as Brady coming in here to this week after a tournament week where you went 1-2 at the Thunder Classic. You had the tall task of the eventual champion of the tournament, Nemaha Central, in game number one. Then you got a win against Jackson Heights, and then really hard-fought game against Marysville. How do you think overall the tournament went for the boys?
Well, you know, in fact, it was almost kind of predictable there as it went through this, the bracket, the way the bracket played out. Nemaha looked good all week, as you mentioned. We caught a bird's-eye view of that on Tuesday, and they played well throughout the week. I thought we played well at times throughout the week also. We knew it was going to be tough to come away 2-1. So we kind of got to move forward with what we got. We went 1-2 on the week, and not bad. Hard fought game on Saturday against Marysville, closer than the score showed, and we definitely had some good stretches during that game too. So while our record is still sputtering, it seems there are still some good things going on.
I was going to ask you in particular a little bit about the offense. It seems like maybe still struggling a little bit to get into an offensive rhythm. As you know, you've had a couple of games, you know, you've gotten upwards of 50, 60 some points, but really on average we're kind of hovering there in the, you know, mid to upper 40s, and that has to do obviously with what the defense for the other teams is able to do some, but at the same time it does seem like sometimes just the rhythm of the offense, we kind of go in spurts almost.
Yeah, I've seen that as well. We go in spurts. We'll have a good quarter where we string together some solid scoring, and then we'll have a quarter somewhere along the line where we maybe drought up a little bit or struggle to score. Some of that's mixed with maybe some inefficiency at the free throw line, or just cast away a few possessions with some turnovers or something like that. It doesn't take long to run the quarter scoring down. And you know, the flip side of that too, you hit a couple triples in a quarter there, you've given yourself a little springboard too. You can have a pretty good scoring quarter as well too. So kind of the microcosm of our season, too. It's not much has to happen to make a bigger impact one way or the other.
Yeah. I'll say defenses, too, have really locked down on Boswell here this year, obviously coming off a terrific season last year. But really this year, some schools have really, you know, not so much with double teams, some of that, but seems like every game he's got somebody painted on him, and everywhere he goes, he's followed very closely.
Yeah, that would be part of it. No surprise to anyone that those might be someone's tactics. I think he goes into a lot of people's scouting reports as a good, capable shooter from the perimeter, somebody that their defense needs to stay close to and not give a lot of open attempts to. So that'd be where that begins. We need to just keep working to find him when he's open, and he needs to work hard to get open and also be a two-point threat too, where somebody just can't eliminate him by staying close and not helping. So all that stuff's in the mix, on the table, talked about daily with our group, and it's just one aspect of something that we're continuing to work on.
Well, one of the little benefits of having tournament last week and the girls having their annual Hiawatha Invitational Tournament this week is you guys kind of had a little bit of a break here with Tuesday off. You've got a league game at Perry, some extra practice time maybe this week. But you do have a league game on the road at Perry-Lecompton, and again, we talked a little bit about off the air about every game winnable, but every game big and tough. And Perry-Lecompton, again, tough place to play. We know, obviously, that every Big East team kind of a rivalry game in some ways, but Perry and Hiawatha have had some awfully big games over the last couple of years.
Yeah, the boys' games have been close at Perry and at Hiawatha when those two groups get together. I would expect the same thing probably Friday night. They're a good team. I also kind of think like they've caught their rhythm a little bit. They seem like they're improved some from Christmas break when they dropped a couple games that you kind of noticed. They may be a little bit more back on track. They played themselves into the championship of their midseason tournament and played well last week, so we know. And then won by 12 last night. They've got some nice pieces too. They got a couple good guards, and they have a big guy that kind of could be an interesting matchup. Difficulty of maybe playing inside and out. So, well, we're hands full, but I bet it's close.
Yeah, well, good luck. And then you got Nemaha Central on the road the next week on Tuesday. So a couple of tough Big East games before we talk again. Coach, good luck in the upcoming week. And, yeah, we'll be checking with you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot.
All right, Coach Brady Jasper, again, the head coach of the Hiawatha Boys, again here on the Hiawatha Coaches Show, again brought to you here each week on KNZA by Hiawatha Implement, Carl's Body Shop, and by Citizen State Bank.